From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, here with Denise Adams from the Morton Civic Chorus. Their spring concert, Encore 13, is coming up next week with performances at the Hartman Center at Bradley University. Denise, it's good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you. Hard to believe. Here we are
again.
Now, one of the things that I find interesting about your concerts is a lot of choruses, they rehearse once a week, and then the concert comes around and you give it on, Saturday night or a Sunday. You've got six different performances spread out over next week, starting Tuesday, I believe.
Right. Six shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all at 7:30, and a matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So six consecutive shows.
That's got to be a real kind of a marathon for your singers. I mean, most choirs don't go six consecutive nights.
Well, it is, but I think they would be very, very disappointed to only be able to do this program once or twice. And then to see the way it evolves over the week is interesting, too. Now, trust me, I feel like we always open with a strong show the first night, but things take a different feel over the course of the week. You know, the audience responds to different things, different ways, and that's fun. We grow with it, too.
Well, you've even said that you get different audience responses from Saturday evening to, let's say, a Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
How's it different?
Yeah, well, different people have, different things that are special to them. There's certain things about this show that are always the same in terms of, it's very, very fast-paced. It's very upbeat. You don't have to applaud a lot. And I think that's a plus. People say they listen to lots and lots of songs. One of the trademarks of the show is medleys all strung together with a lot of segue. Things happen right before your eyes. One segment changes to another, whether it be the set or the costumes, and all of a sudden you think, wait a minute, we have a different section here, whatever. And that might be, for example, I do have a Christmas set is one of the six this year, and one audience might really respond to that Christmas. We're ending with a patriotic set. We're going to be the choir with the municipal band at the amphitheater for the 3rd of July this year, which I'm very, very excited. I've been grown up on the Muni Band since college, and I don't think there has ever been a choir to sing the Wilhowsky Battle Hymn, for example, which we will do the 3rd of July, which we are very excited about, and the Armed Forces Salute and Star Spangled Banner, and we'll be doing those things in the show as well. And there'll be a crowd sometimes that will really, that patriotic section, no matter what you do, that'll be the most special thing to them.
Another thing that's unique or different about your concerts is that you have sets and costume changes and even a little bit of choreography. It's almost more like staging a play or a musical,
right,
than just putting a concert on.
Oh, absolutely. It's a show. It is. There are no risers. You don't see risers. In fact, I think, and I am astounded by what my people do. This is 29 years for me, and I could not be prouder or more excited to work with these just incredible, incredible people. There is no choir that does what we do. What I say, to do a two-hour show, memorized, interactive, on their feet, moving. Everybody's blocking and moving props, changing costumes, this and that. What I think my people could not do is stand still on the risers. I really don't think they could do that. They're so used to interacting with each other when they do certain songs, giving certain, particularly if we do a Broadway show, a song from a show, we put it in the setting like it would be in the show. We don't stand there. I'm doing You Make Me Feel So Young. Guys and girls are singing that to each other. And, they're not looking at me. They're dealing with each other and changing partners and different things like that.
I also like the fact that you do build some theme into the show. What's the theme this year?
Well, I call it, and these are all ex officio, but you're right, Susan. You always ask me, thank you, because there is. There always is one. I call it Say It With Music, which actually is a song, an Irving Berlin song, which is not in the show. No, it's not there if you look at the program. every set are things that you would say. In fact, I opened If You're Down. I said, for anybody, if they're a little blue, tired of cutting their grass, or the weather's got them down, we have an opening which will just knock your socks off. That's Get Happy, Accentuate the Positive, Pick Yourself Up, Blessed by Everything, Happy Days Are Here Again, and Thankful. And they're all things that you would say. It's full of expressions that you would say, but we say them all with music. And the same way with the Christmas. We're saying things like it's the most wonderful time of the year and different things with that. Doing a Bernstein set called a Bernstein quilt with musical pieces that I don't think people ever hear. Things from his Mass, Trouble in Tahiti, Candide, just a beautiful, beautiful, all bless this house, our house, make our garden grow, all wonderful, wonderful messages that are in that, things you might say. And then a relationship set where people say, you make me feel so young, or all I need is a girl, or knowing when to leave, the Burt Bacharach tune, saying that, but setting that up. A little classical, always that, doing Hallelujah Chorus, doing some Bach, and as I mentioned earlier, the patriotic set at the end. So there's six distinct sections. They all sound different. They all look different. They're all blocked different. But they flow all together. Still all within 2 hours. That magic 2 hours.
Given all of the things that you have going on in the concert, in addition to just the music, what is this week like for you and for your singers as you start bringing all of those elements in? Because I know that you're having extra rehearsals this week.
Right. And we started in January. And another thing about this chorus, if people are not aware, especially if you maybe come this year or you're listing your interest in this, I take everyone. It's volunteer, but it's not auditioned. I have a different group every year. There is a core that's been there for many, many years, which I'm very grateful for. Number of people that have been with me 20 years. But there are always new people, and we always welcome new talent. People retire. People are taking care of elderly folks. You know, life changes, you know, and so we're always looking for new people. But we only meet from January to May, which a lot of people find desirable. A lot of people say it gets them through the winter. It's a great way to spend January, February, and March once a week, 7 to 9 on Monday nights, and then only now this last week. We did a music run through Monday. We'll block 2 days over at Bradley, Wednesday and Friday, tech Sunday, dress rehearsal, and then we open Tuesday. So they do the equivalent of, you know, if you're used to being in community theater shows, do musicals, we put, you know, 6, 8, you know, a couple, well, this 1 week is an amazing where to go from putting the whole thing on the stage in just a few short rehearsals.
I wonder if this performance venue is the best recruitment tool of all, that people come to the performances and say, I've got to be a part of that.
Sometimes when people come, they say, I do. I want to be in that. And interestingly enough, sometimes people will come. We had a couple of people this year, lovely, lovely people. There was a retired school teacher and another teacher and was there and just said, oh, my goodness, these people are amazing. You just say, open up. They just do it. It's memorized, blah, blah, blah. They liked the music. They saw it. They're having so much fun. They enjoy the variety of music, wanted to do it, and said, but this takes a lot of work. You have to really want to do it. And I was just thrilled that this person realized that. And to give it, again, credit to the people for what they're doing. And this is an incredible accomplishment for the people that are on stage there, what they do, every one of them. It's just amazing. You know, it's not like standing holding a folder or, you know, this and that. This is, you know, or you're in a musical of a show, you sing 4 or 5 numbers, maybe not even that. You know, we'll do anywhere from, you know, 30 to 40 numbers, memorized numbers in the show. That's a lot of music, a lot of words.
I was going to say, I know from my own experience with choirs that sometimes it's a bit of a struggle to get people to memorize, and particularly when you're talking about the amount of material. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get pushback, or is it at a point where everybody knows that this is the expectation and they're all good with it?
They have continued to rise to the occasion all the time. Again, I'm just humbled by the effort and the enthusiasm of the group. It's my favorite thing that I do. This is 29 years that I've been doing this. 29 years.
Well, your husband Lee said that really nobody else in the Peoria area has been a consecutive choir director or choral director beyond 29 years. So you are the longest.
Oh, that might be.
The longest.
That might be. I don't know. And I will do it, health allowing, as long as I am physically and mentally able. It just gives me so much joy. It's exciting. It's very exciting. You say, do you ever get caught? Well, you know, there's a lot of variables that I don't know. You know, especially when you take everyone, not knowing who's going to come, picking the music. I can't memorize for everybody. You know, I don't know that coming together. Again, they've not let me down. But But it is interesting when you get closer and closer to the end to say, well, where are we in relationship to that finish line? But I especially, my goodness, the last several years, I felt that the consistency of all six shows has been really, really high. Just a great blend of the veteran performers that have been there long enough to help the new people that come in, you know, and you always need fresh blood. You know, that new talent is good. But the veterans help encourage the new people so they're not frustrated and, you know, help them pace themselves. You know, I put them on a memorization schedule to, you know, it's like you can't leave. It's like cramming. You know, you're not going to leave everything till the last minute. And
so this is the 29th year for you. Anything
correct.
Big planned when the big 3-0 comes around next spring?
I've started thinking about it already. When we had SimCaps 40th anniversary, and they all, I guess we haven't even said yet, that this is all for charity, Central Illinois Memorial Kidney Fund. All of the money goes to area kidney patients in the Tri-County area, people that we have a name and a face, people who come to the show, people who thank me personally for the money that SimCap gives to them. So your $15 or $12, if you're a senior, is going to these dialysis patients. If you know anything about dialysis, you know that it takes a lot of time. Most people lose their full-time job. They can't. Those people have insurance, but this fills the gaps. You know, sometimes it's an extra prescription, maybe transportation to and from dialysis, you know, whatever. So we're helping with that. But anyway, when SimCap's the 40th anniversary a few years ago, I did 40 songs from the 40s. And next year, being that it's my 30th, I know that one act will be 30 from the 30s, which of course, that's the best stuff. You know, that's, you're talking about all the American songbook, the 40s and the 30s. If I make it to 50, I can promise you right now, there will not be, there may be no songs from the 50s, certainly not 50, but 30s and 40s, you're talking about the best composers, you know, around.
I've enjoyed watching the little wingers grow up to be bigger wingers on the stage.
Yes, middle Wenger. Middle Wenger is in this show, and I'll tell you what, that's Christopher Robin, my middle child, an orchestra director at Dunlap. He plays cello in one of the numbers in the show. Wonderful tenor, wonderful cellist. But I do sectionals. Sometimes we have two or three things going on at once, and he's in one of the other rooms working the men, this and that. He is my wingman. You know, so to not only have this talent, and if you know anything about Chris, there's a lot of energy there, but his voice and his cello. But I've got another music teacher there, you know, helping them out on the side. Caitlin would be with us, but Caitlin, not unfortunately, but fortunately, right after graduation is going to Spain with the Bradley Chorale. So she is absent this year, but will be back again. And Matt, of course, is singing professionally down in St. Louis. But yes, and these people have all watched Little Wengers grow up on stage too.
Are we going to see Big Wenger on stage too, Mr.
Yes,
Lee?
Yes, Big Wenger there. I think still with, probably with Tevye Beard. I think that's probably going to be there.
Denise Adams conducts the Morton Civic Chorus. They're presenting their spring concert next Tuesday through Sunday at Bradley University's Hartman Center Theater. Good luck with the concert, Denise.
Thank you so much. Hope to see both of you there.
Nathan, the Arts and Education Spring Celebration Series continues this week, although there's only 1 week left. And if you haven't been down to the Peoria County Courthouse yet, plan to drop by from 11 to 1:30 p.m. each weekday from now until next Thursday and enjoy the artistic talents of students from over 100 schools in the Central Illinois area.
And a couple of events this weekend at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Shark expert Chris Fisher is giving a video presentation on sharks and their role in ocean ecology tomorrow morning at 10 in the Giant Screen Theater. The theater is also showing the new Star Trek film Into Darkness for the next week.
Out and About is a production of WCBU Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by visiting us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.